tale of Letterhead. Leah Thompson came home from school with a broad smile on her face. She walked into the kitchen and proudly showed her report card to her mother. "Great job, Leah. You got the honor roll," her delighted mother exclaimed. "Thanks, Mom," said Leah with a smug grin. As she was passing through the hallway, Leah noticed a strange letter lying on the table. The envelope had a yellowish tint, and it was addressed to her mother. There was no return address. Leah decided to ask her mother about it later, and went upstairs to her bedroom. About an hour later, her father arrived home from work. Mr. Thompson was a tall man in his late 40s. He had dark hair, with only a small hint of gray, and very piercing dark blue eyes. Leah closed her bedroom door when she heard him come in. Leah's real father had died before she was born. Her mother had been single for a long time. Then, just 3 years ago, her mother had met Steve. They quickly fell in love and got married. Steve was the only father Leah had ever known, and she loved him very much. However, in the past few weeks, her father had become increasingly irritable. Whenever she would try to talk to him, he would snap at her angrily or lose his temper. She didn't want to get into an argument with him, so lately, she just tried to avoid him. "It's so weird," she thought. "He was always so calm and such fun to be around. What was it that had changed his attitude so much? What happened to cause him to be so sullen and angry all the time?" She couldn't make any sense of it. About 20 minutes later, Leah heard Ray's voices downstairs. Her parents were having an argument. Their fights were becoming more frequent, and it was very upsetting for Leah. She opened her bedroom door and tiptoed quietly down the stairs to listen in. It soon became clear that her mother was angry because her father had torn up a letter that had been addressed to her. Leah realized it was the same letter she had seen earlier on the hallway table. "Don't you have any respect for my belongings?" Mrs. Thompson yelled. "You had no right to tear it up. That letter was addressed to me, not you. It's just junk mail," her father responded angrily. "We don't know where it came from. It's nothing you should concern yourself with. Steve, it's just a letter. It wouldn't have hurt to see what was inside," she retorted. "Trust me, Anita," he growled. "It's better that we get rid of it as soon as possible." That night, Leah's parents didn't say a word to each other, and her father slept on the living room couch. The next day was Saturday. It was the day before Leah's 13th birthday. Her parents were arguing again. Her father was going out, and he had refused to tell her mother where he was going. All he would say was that there was some business he needed to take care of. When her mother pressed him, he flew into a rage. Then finally, he stormed out, slamming the door behind him. An hour later, her mom went to the beauty parlor and Walmart, which meant that Leah would be home alone for at least 2 hours. After her mom left, Leah went back to her bedroom and called her best friend. She complained that her parents were fighting again, and her friend tried to comfort her. After she hung up the phone, Leah started wondering why her dad was acting so strange. She decided that now was the perfect time to find out. She bolted down the stairs and went into her father's office. He always forbade anyone from setting foot in his private office, and even her mother was not allowed to go in there. The office was extremely clean, with papers neatly stacked on the desk and pens and pencils in their respective holders. Nothing was out of place. Leah started going through the filing cabinets in the corner. She quickly sifted through folder after folder, but had no idea what she was looking for. When she failed to turn up anything among the files, she moved back onto the desk drawers. After careful examination, she realized that one of the drawers had a secret false bottom. Lifting up the wooden slat, she uncovered a small recess. Inside, there was a sealed envelope. Leah took it out and took it into the kitchen. Holding it over the kettle, she managed to steam it open and slide the contents out onto the kitchen counter. "Whoa!" Leah exclaimed when she saw what was inside. There were various folded documents written in a foreign language she had never seen before. As she looked through them, she found what appeared to be a news report with a picture of a house on fire. As she looked further, she came across a hand-drawn map with a large X printed on one location. It was a campground on the outskirts of town called Sherwood Forest. In the margins, there were some GPS coordinates in her father's handwriting. Holding the map in her hands, Leah wondered what it could be. She decided that it might be possible to gain some more clues by going to the campground on the map. She was sure both of her parents would be gone for some time, so she put the map in her back pocket, hopped on her bicycle, and headed off in the direction of Sherwood's Forest. After cycling her bike for about 20 minutes, she finally arrived at the campground. She took out her iPhone and entered the coordinates on the map into the GPS. In the darkness, she began making her way through the trees as her iPhone led her to her destination. After a few minutes of climbing over logs and jumping over ditches, she looked at her iPhone and realized that she was right on top of the pinpointed area. Glancing around, Leah quickly noticed that part of Earth was raised slightly higher than its surroundings. She dug in the soil with her bare hands, and soon she uncovered something large and square. It was a wooden chest. Her heart was beating fast as she slowly opened it. When she looked inside, she almost screamed. Curled up in the bottom of the chest were the skeletons of a woman and a young girl. Their decayed faces seemed to be smiling up at her. Leah saw something familiar on the woman's hand. She leaned in closer, trying to get a better look. Suddenly, she recognized it, and chills ran down her spine. She ran out of the woods, jumped on her bike, and cycled home as fast as she could. She reached her house in less than 15 minutes and ran inside. In the trash can in the kitchen, she found the letter her father had torn up. She gathered the pieces, spread them out on the kitchen table, and attempted to put them back together. It was a difficult task, but Leah loved puzzles, and in no time, she had reconstructed the note. It read, "Dear Mrs. Thompson, make sure your husband does not see this letter. I am sorry to inform you that you and your daughter are in grave danger. Please believe what I am about to tell you. Your life depends on it. Please get your daughter and go to the nearest police station. It is the only place you will be safe. I know you will find this difficult to believe, but your husband is a serial killer. The FBI has been attempting to track him down for years. His motive is always the same. He targets a single woman with a young daughter. He romances the woman and convinces her to marry him. He waits until the child is about to turn 13 years old, and then, on the day before her birthday, he murders the mother and daughter in their sleep. Then he buries the bodies in the woods and sets the house on fire. Please, do not waste any time. Leave immediately. Do not stop to pack your personal belongings. Just take your daughter and get out of there right now. Go, before it's too late." Leah's hands were trembling violently as she stood in the kitchen. The horrifying truth was sinking in. The man she knew as her father was a crazed murderer. Suddenly, she heard footsteps behind her. Whirling around, she saw her father standing in the doorway. His face was twisted into a mask of rage, and his eyes were as black as coal. He stared at her with a malevolent and evil look. In his left hand, he was carrying a knife with a very long blade. It was stained with blood. His right hand was hidden behind his back. Leah screamed in terror and tried to run away, but her father blocked the doorway. She backed away from him as he advanced on her. There was nowhere to run, no way to escape. She fell to her knees and begged him not to hurt her. Her father smirked as he slowly took his hand from behind his back and showed her what he was holding. Leah let out another blood-curdling scream. It was her mother's severed head. She screamed and screamed as loud as she could, but it was no use. Nobody heard her. Nobody came to save her. Her father drew closer, and suddenly, her screams were silenced. Hours later, the house was on fire, and her father was driving off into the night, never to be seen again. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Griffin O'Connor, the writer and creator of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in on this. I don't know where you guys are, but here it's a pretty chilly Tuesday night. If you have not, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. You can find us anywhere you happen to listen. I guess that's kind of obvious because wherever you're listening to me right now may be on any platform, so who knows. I hope everybody had a safe and happy Halloween. I know that with this 2020 pandemic, it is kind of impossible to know where we fall with the holiday season. I myself was pretty pleased to actually pass out some candy this year, so I'm glad to see that at least someone got to enjoy the old tradition. Make sure you tune in next week. We will be back with a brand new episode. As always, we are almost halfway through season 3, which is kind of crazy to me. And I just want to thank the new 50 plus subscribers that I got all my notifications dinging all over platforms. So thank you to you guys. I don't know where you've been hiding, but I am here for you guys. So you guys have some binging to do. We are almost at 100 episodes. Okay, we're like 10 away from 100 episodes. But regardless, we're getting closer. And probably every single episode, I'm going to announce that we're just one more episode closer. So you're going to be pretty annoyed with that. Just FYI. Make sure you are following me on Instagram. It is Tuned In Network. TunedInNetwork. All right. That's going to do it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know. Don't be afraid to leave me a comment, even if you want to tell me that I suck and that you don't know why I even bothered to do a podcast. Just let me know. I like reading those comments. They're pretty entertaining, not gonna lie. The election is this week, so that's scary. That's scarier than any story I could tell. Let's be honest. Whether you are a Democrat or you are a Republican, let's be honest. Nobody's winning this. All right. So again, come back next week. I promise I'll have less stuff to talk about.